You're listening to KM. That was none other than Oscar the Grouch with I Love Trash. And speaking of trash, Canada Couture is going on. Fashion with a purchase, and that's happened.
Repurpose.
Yes. Excuse me. And that's happening this Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30. On over at Morris Graves Museum of Art.
Yeah, we're really excited. We took a break for a year or two, and we've done Kinetic Couture off and on. It's a benefit for Kinetic Universe. And this year, it is a benefit for the Kinetic Museum Eureka and the Morris Graves Museum of Art. And we're doing it actually at the Morris Graves, which is a really, really beautiful venue. It's so classy.
It'll be neat. People all dressed up in their fancy gowns. I've seen pictures of a lot of stuff that people do. It's super creative.
Yeah, it's really amazing. There's so much work, so much detail, so much waste diverted from the landfills. And people have done stuff out of like everything from used plasticware to garbage bags, paper packing materials, just all kinds of stuff that doesn't have a lot of other use otherwise. And they pull it together and do some haute couture.
Nice.
Yeah, it's really cool.
So for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm speaking with Katie Texas, who is the president of Kinetic Universe. And the event coming up on Saturday night is all ages?
It is, yes. As a matter of fact, all Kinetic Universe events are always all ages.
That's super cool. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Hobart Brown said that kinetics is adults having fun, so children will desire to grow older. And we figured they can't really see us having fun if they don't get to go. So, of course, it's after dark. It's After Arts Alive. You know, and there will be alcohol served. In fact, the bar is entirely the benefit for Morris Graves. So, you know, as long as you're old enough to be out after dark where adults are drinking, then, yeah, it's all ages.
That's cool. And it's only $10 at the door.
That's right. $10. Mm-hmm. Keeping it simple.
Nice. Keeping it simple. And then the grand prize winner's creation is going to be displayed at the Morris Graves Museum of Art.
Yeah, we're tying this in. Just happened to be nicely serendipitous. The Junk Art Show is going up there for 2 months, opening Arts Alive. And they saved a spot for the winners of Kinetic Couture.
Nice. Awesome. Yeah. So people have been working on their costumes for Kinetic Couture for a long time.
Oh my God. Some people have probably been working on it since last year's couture. I don't know if you know, it's like artists, sculptors, a lot of times they'll see somebody do something and be like, oh, I could do better than that. I can improve on that. My recycling is way cooler than her recycling.
What's the best one you've ever seen?
Oh my goodness. You know, there have been some really amazing, like, big show pieces. My friend, the Baron von Snooze, did a really cool piece called Removing to Versailles, which was, she had actually done, just moved, and she had all these packing materials left over from the move. And before she turned them into the recycling, she turned them into this glorious Marie Antoinette giant hair thing and farthingale, and it was just really elaborate. But all made out of like paper and peanuts and stuff like that. And then sometimes there'll be somebody who does something that's super duper detailed. And from a distance, it just kind of looks like, oh, it's a black dress. But you get up close and you realize it's made out of like bread tabs that have been, that have, you know, cells of recycled movie trailer, what do you call it? Movie film, like stuck to it or sewn on with dental floss and then all put on together on a dress. And like, each one's this tiny little work of art and all over this beautiful gown. And you really can't appreciate it until you get up close.
Nice. Who votes on these to decide who's the winner?
It is a glorious panel of local artists. I hear we've got some surprises, some folks that have been brought in because they are you know, talented artists, including Princess Blue LaRue. And I believe that they are raffling off once again one judge spot to someone in the audience. So there's a chance if you go, you buy a raffle ticket, you might get to be a judge, which, you know, you get to vote. And also judges in Kinetics tend to get some special attention and are often given bribes.
So, of course, this continues on many of the bribes.
You know, we didn't ever tell the contestants to bribe the judge. But it just sort of happens. You know, they figure any kind of way they can curry favor, they will. I've seen contestants. I saw a contestant make a dress out of a Martha Stewart cookbook, and she gave the judges cupcakes.
Oh, nice.
That's cute. Awesome. I saw some contestants make dresses entirely out of bottle caps. And then they gave the judges bottle caps, but not like one or two. They kind of dumped a giant bucket of bottle caps on the judges. That wasn't actually super glorious because we had to clean it up, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, that would have been a bribe that I would have not gone in my favor for my vote.
Right,
if I was
minus
a judge.
Points
yes,
there. You're like, points, yes. Queens have to clean up the floor now. Thank you very much. Nope. No. Oh, that same contestant actually came last year in a really neat outfit that was made out of fire hoses and lighting shields. So like those big aluminum sort of tops that you get over fluorescent lights that cover the ballast and stuff. She had a huge skirt made out of that and then a top that was all made out of fire hoses and a hat that was made out of fire hoses.
Where did she get the fire hose?
Big nozzle sticking out. I have no idea. Out of the garbage, I'm guessing. That's right. Obviously wasn't a useful fire hose. Some building downtown is just like in trouble. They don't know it yet, but their fire hose is gone. No, this is all, it's all recycling. It's all upcycled. It's all diverted waste.
Why did you all decide to do this in the beginning?
Well, you know, the queens are always looking for ways to get glory, to do something fun and interesting. Sustainability and waste diversion is actually one of the pillars of Kinetic Universe. It's in our mission statement that we do sustainable practices as much as possible. You know, things like making something reusable instead of disposable if it's possible. Dishes at the award ceremony and course markers and wristbands, like anything we can do that's going to you know, prevent us from producing a lot of garbage as an event. So we thought that this would be a fun, creative way to express that. Plus, there's a lot of kinetics that tend to make their stuff out of unusual materials. This actually came up. The first couture was shortly after Dwayne Flatmo did the armored carp, which was a craft that was a giant fish made entirely out of aluminum, as he said, aluminum pans.
Oh, that's neat.
Yeah. That one later turned into the tin pan dragon, the fire shooting dragon that then retired. So that's around. It comes out occasionally for parades and stuff like that.
Yeah, I've heard of it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, the queens are also always looking for ways to raise money for the Kinetic Grand Championship, which is Humboldt's largest free-to-watch event. It's 10 events in 3 days in 5 different cities, and every single piece of it is free to watch. So the queens and everyone in Kinetic Universe and the racers and the supporters, they all spend a lot of time and effort all year long making sure that they can raise the money to pay for that big giant events. Some people think that the racers' fees cover it, that the racers will pay for it, that we have plenty of sponsors. And we do have some really great sponsors, including some in-kind sponsors like K-Hum, that does great race coverage, glory to glory coverage all weekend long. But it's still, you know, surprisingly expensive to put on 10 events in 3 days and get all insured and porta potties and all the boring stuff like that. So the queens are always looking for creative ways to raise money to cover that.
Well, people should come on out and support this. It is definitely a really, really sweet event. Kinetic Couture Fashion with a Repurpose happening this Saturday from 9:30 until 11:30 over at Morris Graves.
After Arts Alive. And while you're out for Arts Alive, you can stop by the Kinetic Museum Eureka, which is at 110 3rd Street. It's in the alley across from the front of that big grocery store downtown.
Called the Co-op.
Yeah, that's the one. I don't know if I can say that because they don't sponsor us. I don't go out of my way to say their name.
Oh. Well, they should sponsor
They
you,
should.
So,
We're,
so I, hint, hint.
Yeah. But the Kinetic Museum Eureka has some neat stuff going on. A little spot in the alley, but they light it up, close down the alley, and bring out some toys. So head over there during Arts Alive, and then after Arts Alive at the Morris Graves, the doors will open at 9. The show starts at 9:30. You can come in, get a drink, and get a good seat. And they're all good seats because the models walk right through the middle of the crowd.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Awesome. And the winner gets the extra glory.
Gets extra glory and a prize pack and all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Sweet. Awesome. Well, once again, that's this Saturday at 9:30 on over at Morse Graves. So I'm going to go ahead and take a short break for some messages from some of our sponsors, and then we'll be back shortly with more music. You're listening to K-Hum.